Don't miss the biggest Maytag sale of the year at Lowe's. You'll find the Maytag appliances you need when you need them at a great price. Plus, when you buy two select laundry appliances, you'll get up to a $100 bonus via instant rebate. Shop Maytag at Lowe's. We help, you save. Offer valid through 531. See store for pricing and offer details. Advertise savings on all major Maytag appliances through Maytag.com and participating retailers. Prices may vary. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Good evening. Tonight, the show begins with Bill Whalen of the Hoover Institution measuring the challenge and opportunity for Gavin Newsom, governor of Florida, to fill the seat now vacant by the departed Dianne Feinstein, dead at the age of 90. The challenge is for Gavin Newsom to fulfill his promise that the replacement, if Dianne Feinstein dies in office, which is now the case, will be a female, an African-American female. The governor has also said he will not interfere in the ongoing primary race for that seat between Mr. Schiff, Ms. Porter, and Ms. Lee. Therefore, Bill gives us a list of possible appointees who would serve out the term until November 2024, and the Congress ends in January of 2025. I also speak with Harry Siegel of The City, an online journal, about the efforts of the city to satisfy the migrant waves that have hit New York and find shelter and sustenance for the people arriving. About 2,500 a week was the most recent estimate. Hence, the 60-day eviction notice has gone out to all the males and females who are without children, without family. They are now reaching 60 days in the shelters, and they must find another accommodation. What that will be, Harry does not know, nor apparently does the city. They're running out of space as more and more people pour in. And then a happy conversation with my friend Gene Marks, who's back from traveling on the road talking to small business associations from North Carolina to Atlanta to Texas. There is generally a feeling of anxiety about the upcoming quarters. The order books ahead for the Association of Fasteners, for bankers, small town bankers, for packaging associations. The anxiety is that the orders do not look vigorous for the first and second quarter of 2024. And then a conversation about California and what is happening now, again, part of the migrant crisis across the globe, is that buses believed to be from the Department of Homeland Security are bringing migrants to San Diego, opening the doors and letting everybody fend for themselves. San Diego is overwhelmed. Thousands have arrived, no clear number. And the governor and the mayor and the county executives do not have any better plans than they do in New York. Thousands arrive. What is to be done? The conversation with the author Alan Phillips tonight is about a phenomenon that happened in the 1940s in Moscow. The Hotel Metropole, which had housed Lenin in the early days of the Soviet Union, when he moved the capital from Petersburg to Moscow, was given over to the foreign correspondents covering the war from Moscow's point of view after Russia joined the alliance with the U.S. and the U.K. The hotel was heavily monitored by Soviet security, and all of the helpers of the correspondents who traveled there, the translators, the Terps, the assistants, were spying for Stalin state security business. It's a very romantic tale. The young women found a way to attach themselves to the correspondents as a way of feeding their families because the food existed at the, it was called the Red Hotel, Hotel Metropole, and it didn't exist much in many other places in Moscow. And then a conversation with Jim McTague, who lives in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, about a job fair he attended recently in downtown Lancaster. About 80 companies came looking for welders and construction and drivers and heavy equipment operators and healthcare workers, anything to do with the trades. It's booming hiring in Pennsylvania. Companies, small businesses, factories, schools need everybody they can find, not English majors from four-year colleges with huge debt, but tradescraft from, for example, Thaddeus Stevens College of Technology just down the road. The demand is there. The economy is still hot, according to Jim. Workers are in short supply for all the trades. And then later on, a conversation with Henry Sokolsky about a new paper issued from the Atlantic Council this year recommending that because there are now three peer nuclear weapons powers, Russia, China, and the U.S., there needs to be an alteration in the posture of the nuclear forces, not just counterforce, that is, strike the ability of Russia to fire its weapons, but also countervalue, meaning city busting, back to the early days of the Cold War, to intimidate China and Russia. You come at us, we take out one of your cities. It's a reminder that here we are in the 21st century, having not moved much from the fraught days of the 1950s with nuclear weapons in Russia and the United States. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you.